Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Again, this is Ruben. The reason I call you is I don't know, but they already tell you, but they tried to charge me money. They already charged me $54 something for it. They're talking about booster, Wi-Fi booster or something. I didn't know nothing about that. I don't need no Wi-Fi booster. I have a internet in my house. I have a high internet service. I don't need no booster. I don't need no nothing. So I don't know who purchased that with my card. And my bank just called me right now, and they say you guys intended to get another $54 in some things today. And I say I never authorized that money. I never say give me that, whatever. Somebody tried to use my card. And I already talked to my bank and say, if I said that, I'm going to call these people and see what happens. So because, I mean, that is not right. I mean, get my money from out without my permission.
Okay, can I please have your zip code?
90301.
And your first and last name?
Ruben Acevedo.
Okay, thank you. So I see here that you want to process a fraud claim, Mr. Ruben.
Yes, please, because I need the money back.
Yes, sir. So I'm not seeing anything about your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
It's 310-242-1244.
So that's 310-242-1244?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you for that. So I see a purchase here, match your name. Could you verify the last four digits of the card that was billed?
60s, hold on a second. Let me get it right now. Is 1362.
So that's 1632.
1362.
Okay, thank you. And then could you verify your address?
211 West Olive Street, apartment 5, Inglewood, California, 90301.
Okay, thank you for that. So there was a purchase here for a Wi-Fi booster. The $54.97 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, and that's the company that supplies that product. Now, what I can do for you?
Somebody tried to use my card because I mean, I never ordered nothing. I don't need no booster. I don't need nothing.
Okay, yes, sir. So I just want to make sure that you or no one else in your household could have made the order for this product.
I don't think so, because only me and my wife. My wife work in different shifts. I work different shifts. And my daughter never here. So only me and my wife. So I don't think somebody else did it. So we don't need it. They don't need no booster. They don't need no nothing here. They don't need nothing. They have everything here.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, I would like to let you know that fraud is a serious offense and it'll be handled as such. Any fraud.
And where is that booster you're talking about? If you guys charge me, you guys supposed to send something. Where is it? Where is the purchase? Where is the thing you're talking about?
Okay, I mean, so I it says that yes, sir. So it says that your product was shipped out on the 27th of December.
Where is that?
It says that the Wi-Fi booster was shipped out to the address on file, which is 211 West Olive Street, Apartment 5, Inglewood, California, on the 27th of December.
If you guys shipped it over here, I mean, I might have it. I don't think I have some, and I don't need it.
Yes, sir. So I would just like to let you know that fraud is a serious offense. It will be handled as such. All cases of fraud are transferred over for a pending investigation. We did verify that you couldn't have made the order for this product. So what I'm going to do is process a full refund. It'll be for $54.97. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
And thank you very much. And disregard my number because I'm a see if I can change my number, my card, my different card.
Yes, sir.
Because somebody's doing something. Because, I mean, I never, like I say, you know, if I have it, if I authorize it, I will never call you.
Yes, sir. So the account is canceled. You won't be billed any future charges. And also, you'll receive that refund within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thank you very much. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.